What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Alex.
All right, guys. We have a good trio of Alexes here. You know what I mean? How are you guys doing?
All good. Can't complain.
I'm living.
Bro. Have you ever seen like the everyday struggle where Joe Budden's telling Lil Yachty? He's like, you can't be fucking happy. He's just screaming at him.
I've never seen that.
What do you mean you're all good? You can't all be good. You ever seen that shit?
Joe Budden's such a weirdo.
Dude. He's our president now. You can't be talking about him like that. Bro, dude, this shit's so funny though, bro. He's like fucking like red mad because literally just like, bro, I'm happy.
No.
He's like, no.
You remember when Joe Budden almost fought the Migos? Like, do you remember that? He's like, how do you feel being left out by Bougie? Who's that else left out by Bougie? Huh? Who's that else left out by Bougie? Huh?
Like, bro, dude, this shit's so funny. But like, you know how they have that beef? We have a beef.
We have that beef.
With TikTok.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We've been kicked.
Wrongfully banned. We were banned off TikTok.
Literally today in the shower, I was just thinking about our TikTok like I do every shower. And I was just like, I haven't seen the TikTok.
Yeah, me either.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to go look for it. And I'm like, I look it up. I'm like,
how
can I find it?
Yeah, I'll try to find it.
And then I go to Tsubosa's following and I'm like, oh, it must be here. And it wasn't. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so confused. I'm like, what happened? He's like, we've been banned.
That's hilarious. Boys,
like we're an illegal substance.
Hey, this is we're finally.
They
relevant.
Couldn't handle chunt.
Yeah.
that was the highlight that got posted.
You but know, somebody had to just be like, report. I know it.
You think so?
I know it.
But I don't know what clip we uploaded because I couldn't see it.
I don't
it.
Know, dude. I don't know what was uploaded. Recorded.
Okay, we uploaded.
How many videos in total?
Okay, we opened two.
Two?
Okay. Right? Because it's like a trial. That was literally, we got banned the first week.
That's hilarious.
So I just want to see how much like interaction the post got, right? So I uploaded the Chunt one, right? Where that's Kareem Hunt
and Nick Chubb.
Chunt. And then the other one was when we were talking about Tua, and I was saying that Tua is the greatest quarterback of all time because he was undefeated.
That was that one.
That one actually got a comment. And that one.
What was the comment?
It fucking was like, I forgot what it was, but I interacted with it.
Oh, nice.
And like. Now I can never look back at that interaction.
You know what's funny? The NFL, like all football teams, like their social media people are going off on TikTok. They're commenting on everyone's thing.
The
Steelers, though,
the Steelers,
everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
Lions is taking the cake, but everyone's doing the Steelers. Like
the Buffalo Bills TikTok account
so fucking funny.
Ours could have been as good as the Bills, but we never got a shot.
Because we're being suppressed.
I don't know. Like, you know the guy? There's this one guy on TikTok. Like, the guy I sent you the video the other day is like, oh, like, what's like the worst sports take you had? So he does a lot of like videos of like,
yeah, he's a Hornets fan.
Yeah, where basically what we do, right? And I'm like, I was in the shower and I think about like our TikTok like the other day, and I was like, damn, I want to do that. I want to just like talk about sports, but
we can't.
We're being silenced.
The fucking big government.
This is grade A racism.
The mainstream media doesn't want to know about Chunt.
The CNNs and the Fox News.
They knew we were gonna blow up, so it was too dangerous to Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
we're dangerous to society.
Dude. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, with that being said. We got to talk about these dangers to the field with the performance of the week.
What a segue.
Bro, dude, what can I say, bro? I'm getting really good at this.
And yeah. Do you want to start?
A little too good. No, yeah. You guys go first.
Okay.
I don't want to start.
Derrick Henry.
Makes sense.
Mans ran the field.
Moving on.
Ran the field. 178 yards. 3 touchdowns. I got manhandled by him in fantasy, but still won.
Thankfully, I wasn't playing him this week.
Me either.
Because you get your teams aren't good enough to win. Oh, mine's is
possible. Possible.
Mine's is
possible.
With Tsubosa is a fact. I don't know about you though.
Yeah. My turn.
Yes, sir.
I have a bad man, Tyreek Hill.
Before you say his stats, he had no business
doing that
to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Zero
fucking
business.
13 receptions, 269 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and he had like 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter.
When that I was man. Leaving, I was leaving work that day, and I'm like, "Let me just check everyone." And I'm like, "Wow, Jacob's put up a lot of points." And then when I look, when I see Tyreek Hill, I'm like, "Excuse me?" I'm like, "This man's gonna drop 100 points."
I thought he was gonna drop like at least like 70.
He had 50. He had 50 in like the first quarter, like pretty much alone.
He had 40 in the first quarter.
40?
Yeah, he had 57 total. That dude, the monster.
They probably just stopped passing to him, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, because to see how much he could have.
But
done.
This is actually probably the highest the wide receiver has done in fantasy. I think so.
Probably.
I think last year.
Because I've always heard it was Jerry Rice, but Jerry Rice only once put up like 52.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like also you got to talk about like, were they really playing fantasy back then? You get me?
They were.
Yeah, but
fantasy's been around for a while.
It's been around for a really long time.
But I don't know how they calculated it. Way back then. Was it a guy with a fucking pencil? Like, oh yeah. Shit, that's 0.2.
It was someone with a pencil.
That's like actually sitting ass.
There. It was like way less popular. So you gotta talk about like the modern era of fantasy.
And that's probably it.
Probably the most.
That's probably it. What is considered the modern era of fantasy? Like the 2000s?
Yeah, I guess like late 90s, I guess. I'd probably consider like
that's probably as long as fantasy has been around. Maybe the 80s.
Yeah, maybe. You're talking about Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice was in his prime in the 80s. He wasn't putting up games like that, like in the, at least not in the late 90s. But fucking.
But who's your dude?
My dude, dude. My dude's a bad dude, bro. DK Metcalf. Bro, the man that can't turn had 177 yards on 10 catches.
But no touchdowns.
Did you guys hear like what motivated him this game?
Yeah.
I love it.
The Eagles fucking coordinator.
Like, bro, like when I first saw it, it was so stupid. But I'm like, what? You know what? Whatever. We accepted it from Jordan. We accepted it from DK Metcalf. He took that personally.
And I took it personally.
I had seen the tweet about it, and I thought it was like a two-parter. Like, oh, he was like, oh, you're not DK Metcalf, but you can be. But it just stayed like that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he said.
For him to be like, I was in Detroit, and you're not Megatron. And I'm like.
But, bro, okay. He didn't say that. That's the way the media is saying it. What he said was,
oh, look at this guy.
I was in Detroit with Megatron, and like, you're not there yet. And he's in the second year. It's understandable. Megatron's a fucking god.
Yeah, but that also could seem like a little intimidating. Like, say you're not there yet, right? Because a lot of people perceive him as that.
I think he followed it with, oh, but you're very close. You're like the closest thing that we've seen to him.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure. Like, that's
I don't think
like,
so.
Bro, I'm going to find the
dude, look at this
I mean, DK Mike, I don't know. He tweeted out, and he's like, and I took it personally thing. So it had to be like some trash
talking. Well, he has beef with the Eagles already because they drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over him.
I mean, that was a good pick.
J.J. Arcega.
That was a good pick.
It was a better pick, honestly.
Where is he now, dude?
He transferred to the league a lot better than DK did.
All right, I'm gonna search this up just to
prove you. You ever when Pete Carroll got shirtless?
Yeah, when he came into the lock to room.
The room. You're speaking about this on the wrong podcast. Is there OnlyFans podcast?
Is there OnlyFans podcast?
That's the one that's not banned from TikTok.
The Extremely Sexy Boys podcast, the ESB.
Yeah, look. And he was with Calvin in Detroit, and he's the closest thing to Megatron he's ever seen.
That's not what he said, though.
It's right here.
But
right
after here. The fact.
I have facts.
That's after the
game.
No, because he said, you may not be Calvin. The thing was, you may not be Calvin yet, but you're on your way.
Nah.
Right there.
No.
Exactly.
There's no way.
That's a political answer there.
Done. You guys are done. I roasted you guys. That's it. You guys are done. I'm looking for two new hosts because they don't accept facts.
The NFC here. East is looking for three new teams.
TikTok is trying to silence me enough. I won't be silenced by my co-host.
For my bros.
All right. So let's move on to the week 12 games that stood out.
It's not many of them.
Make a wish.
Yeah.
I mean, wish to be unbanned from TikTok.
Week 12 games.
I always
point
out the Steelers games, but
there is none.
As of now.
The week 12 games that stood out.
Like a week 12 and a half.
The games TikTok's playing with my heart. Right. Chargers versus Bills.
My God.
Anthony Lynn, bozo, dude. The way he managed the clock at the end of the game was like ridiculous. He's been doing this shit the entire year. Like, do you guys think he's a good... Like, is it surprised that he hasn't
gone
yet?
Is he more on the hot seat than Adam Gase?
I don't think so.
Probably because he actually has
more than
talented
Nagy?
On his team.
Oh, damn. That's good, yeah.
It's probably because he has more talent on his team.
Yeah, because they know the Jets are bad.
The Jets won into the season. I swear, the Jets GM, like I understand, like when you're part of a team, you have to have the mentality that you have a chance. Like your goal every season is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
When you're on the Jets, how do you look at that team realistically? You're like
we're going to
win the Super Bowl this
year. We're getting that Lombardi.
So it's like
it's sad because some owners just don't care, and you see that in examples like the Jets. You see that in examples like even the Bengals. You see that in
the Chargers.
And Chargers, right? And it's like he should be the next one to go. Adam Gase is like
the thing with Adam Gase, bro. Like I understand, like people want Adam Gase to be fired. I 100% understand he should be fired at the end of the season. But it's like now, like what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna make the playoffs, right?
No, now, no. But what I think should happen, I mean, if they let go Matt Patricia this late, he's next.
Matt Patricia to the Jets. Watch.
Oh, watch. There's work to be done.
I gotta redo this entire team,
dude. If I had a dream, bro.
Can you imagine he goes to the Jets? Like this
bro,
team is perfect.
Funny. That'd be the perfect like fire of trash.
I fire. I wish,
I'd
bro.
I'd buy a Jets jersey just to see that.
I'm buying Trevor Lawrence's jersey. So like,
he goes to the Jets. Like, wow, this team is really well built. I can win with this.
He's like, you see, like when I went to the Lions, there's a lot of work to be done. When I came to the Jets, bro,
it was perfect.
It was a perfect team. What do you want me to do?
I started crying,
bro. Dude, that's terrible. Either way, is it like? Do you guys think they should fire Anthony Lynn now?
Now?
I don't know.
Probably.
fuck it.
Fuck it. It's like, fuck it. Like, why not? Yeah.
It sucks because you want to win with your young quarterback. You want to win with Justin Herbert.
Dude, and it really is the play calling, bro, because that team, like, I saw this on Twitter the other day where it's like, I mean, this was like a couple weeks ago where it was like, I wouldn't be surprised if this team was undefeated. And I wouldn't be surprised if the team like didn't lose, like didn't win a game.
By one score. So obviously there's a problem. And the problem, like in this game, bro, you're down by two scores. You have 45 seconds left. Justin Herbert completed a Hail Mary, right? You're at the 2 yard line. 45 seconds left. No timeouts. You call a run play. So the clock keeps on going. And then your second play with 16 seconds left is a fucking quarterback sneak. But all of your offensive linemen drop back into pass coverage. So he has nobody blocking for him. So he just immediately gets tackled. It was the most bozo shit I've ever seen in an NFL game.
Bozo or greatness?
Offensive.
To Adam Gase.
The line between bozo and greatness is so thin.
Adam Gase saw that game. He's like, oh my God, it's beautiful.
Bro, he has to be calling Adam Gase like before every play. Yeah. Coach, is this the one you want?
Is this a good one?
There's so many other people that I think deserve a head coach job. And like, it's so sad that like a team like this, like,
It's like insane. Because the
team has talent to win.
Like, can you think like someone like, well, who's the offensive coordinator of the Titans? Arthur Smith, right?
Arthur Smith. But
Arthur Smith, oh my God. I would. Yeah,
that's a banger.
But he'd also be a great Chargers coach.
The big one, also in the same division, actually, Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have a lot of candidates that are just way better than, even though I liked Anthony Lynn going into the season, I thought he was a good coach. Yeah.
I thought he would do fine.
Prove this year to be a bozo.
I've never actually seen him as a bozo until, like, all this stuff that's until happening this now.
Yeah, me neither.
Until this year. I've never really cared, right? I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, they're doing what they have to do.
Yeah.
They went 12-4 2 years ago just to go, what was it last year? It was, like, 7-9 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I don't think it was 7 wins because they wouldn't have been that high.
Oh, 5-11. 5-11. Yeah, 5-11.
Some shit like that, yeah.
All right, so then I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, just an off year. You had a lot of injuries. You had a lot of injuries. Whatever, you got rid of Phillip Rivers, whatever. Let's see what happens. This team should be better than it is.
Yeah. And like, if Justin Herbert didn't come out as strong as he did, then I'd be like, all right, like, you know, like, this whatever. Isn't a bad year.
Whatever.
Yeah. They're injured and like, they have a bunch of injuries on defense, I understand. But like, dog.
Exactly. This division needs all the help it could get with stuff like that, where it's like, if not, it's just going to, we're going to see a repeat of what basically Tom Brady did, like, in the AFC. In the AFC East, we're just going to see on the AFC West. Like,
well,
the Chiefs just dominate those three teams.
I think this is probably going to be the best division in the NFL in a couple of years.
That's what I think so, too.
Even though I think the Chiefs are probably going to win it pretty much every year, it's always going to be super competitive.
That's what Herbert, I think so, too.
The Raiders are just, like, and overall that,
and,
pretty
and
good.
And that's what the higher-ups, that's what the owners and GMs need to look at in these three teams. It's like, how can we stop fucking Patrick Mahomes? You know what I mean? And it's like, that's something you have to consider. You have to make yourself a contender. You know what I mean?
That's because that's when you build your NFL team, you're thinking about the teams in your division. Exactly. The Jets think about nothing. So
the Jets don't think.
That's why they're trash.
They think about the AFC. I mean, the AFL.
They think about the NFC West. How do we beat those teams?
How do we beat those?
But fucking in the AFC West, that shit's fire. You have the Chargers, who are an up-and-coming team when they get a coach.
Exactly.
The Raiders.
Right? And the thing is, if you're Eric Bieniemy or... Well, Arthur Smith's not from the same division, actually. Fucking, if you're Eric Bieniemy, you don't want to be in the same division as Patrick Mahomes.
That's Patrick Mahomes.
Because, like, you just know, like, Doug, I'm going against that dude.
But there has to be someone who's up for that.
Well, I there is somebody that's up for it. It's just not him. You understand? Because he's with them now. You understand?
Yeah.
He'd probably choose to go to the Texans. I think the Texans is probably the most attractive job opening.
Really?
Because you already have your quarterback set. I understand maybe for the Chargers, too, but... Sean Watson's more established than Justin Herbert is.
I don't know. If I was a coach, I'd want to go to a team that's just like starting new, that or like that is considering like just tearing it all down, like the Falcons, like maybe even Detroit.
The thing with that is like you don't know how much like they can tell you they're gonna be very lenient with you.
And they
won't. Like look at Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Fucking the first season he actually had a good team with him. They just fucking released him after a couple games. And like I'm not saying he deserved to keep that job because he fucking won one game in like 3 years.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
But like. Yeah, you just don't know. So it depends. Like Brian Flores had the fucking reins. I'm pretty sure even if we went 0-16 last year, he would still be here this year. But yeah. He's just such a good coach that he's elevated the Dolphins. You exactly. Just gotta find a coach like that.
And I don't know, man. I feel like a big problem with certain coaches is, I mean, for a while now, I'm pretty sure it's died down. Is that like coming from the Belichick system? And it's like if you come from the Patriots like system, that it's like, oh, you're going to be just as good as Belichick, and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it comes with a lot of pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, like, there's only one fucking Belichick. I don't understand how, like, it like frustrates me almost.
As someone who pays a good amount of attention to the Lions, I understand. It's like, cause like they just go and they try and adapt the Patriot way wherever fucking team they go. And that was a big thing with the Lions.
Exactly.
The Lions would constantly bring in people from the Patriots and shit like that.
And you know where the Patriot way works? On the Patriots.
And also it works with your personality. Like fucking like Brian Flores is a very serious guy, like stone faced guy. Works with him. But look, the one who's actually done a good job is Joe Judge on the Giants.
100%.
I thought that was a fucking bozo hiring because I didn't fucking know who he was. He's a special teams coach. Like, the fuck? Right?
He's doing great.
He's done a good job. I mean, because some people just have a way of, like, rallying their people and just being themselves. And I think that's what he's done.
It's all about respect. And it's all about, like, and if you're a point, like McCarthy is, for example, where they basically just call him a fuckhead, right? You know what I mean?
Well, so he's smashing watermelons now before games.
Oh, my fucking God. Right? And it just like that, where it's like, obviously, like, you need to earn the respect. And it's hard when you're coming into a new cup. Just put me. Honestly, just bro. Just put me in Detroit. Hey, I got a lot of work to do.
Put me
in
any position. I'll fucking play. I'll make the Pro Bowl that year. Don't care. Put me in. Kicker, punter, defense, offense.
Of playing positions that you're not supposed to play, dude. Gotta talk about the Saints versus the Broncos.
this guy.
Bro, dude, I'm getting too good at this. I'm getting too good. Dude, Saints versus Broncos, bro.
We should find him a better job.
Starting quarterback for the Broncos this weekend, Philip Lindsay. The man's is actually my height.
We got baby.
We got some representation for the Short Kings, baby. You know what I mean? Right? Either way, we all know the situation.
Short
Broncos, one quarterback tested positive for COVID. The rest of them got caught cheating the protocol for the NFL.
Which one was it? I know it was Blake Bortles.
It was Cowboy Jeff Driscoll, dude.
No.
Oh, dude. He couldn't whip that shit away, bro.
I thought it was Blake. That was fucking Blake.
Right.
Should have been Blake.
A lot of people are talking about this game because there's kind of like a lack of consistency with the NFL.
Holy fuck.
With how they're scheduled, like how they're handling COVID as a general.
It's been a mess.
Don't get me Steelers started. Ravens, right?
Don't get me started.
Well, what do you make of this? Because I know you're a Steelers fan. Yeah. Let's see.
Hear him out.
Dude, okay. The problem with the Steelers Ravens game, look, like I know there's a lot of people who are just have this like tunnel vision of like, if the Steelers would have had the outbreak, the game would have still been played on Thursday. I don't think that.
No, I don't
think so. The game would have still gotten canceled on Thursday. But what makes it worse was, to me, the shift from Tuesday to Wednesday. That was the one I had an issue with. Like, I had a very big issue with. Right? Because, allegedly, it was because they just refused to play. Right? And then the NFL was like, okay. And then what happens is, like, J.K. Dobbins is eligible to play Wednesday. Right. And then that's where I'm just like, okay, the league's kind of catering to you at that point. I can see like from like an unbiased standpoint, if you're not a Steelers fan, if you're not a Ravens fan, like that you're just like, okay, whatever, there was a COVID outbreak, they're moving it as much as they can. Because the league is trying to prevent a week 18. The league doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, they don't want the week 18.
Right? Which I don't
think. In my opinion, they should just do the week 18.
I don't think they should. I think the game should happen tomorrow.
I think, like, just make it tomorrow. Dude, but
the game should fucking happen tomorrow. And the way it's looking, it might, but it's like still, you're not going to have Lamar Jackson. They're probably going to get mollywopped, honestly, right?
Because the Ravens?
The Ravens, I believe so, right? And then so.
Oh, RG3 is that dude.
He is that dude.
I'm not going to lie. RG3 is that guy.
That's his system.
That's his system, right? But I don't know, man. It's like, it's just like the way it looks from the outside, it looks a little sus. Right. But then you have like instances where it's like, you know, Green Bay had to go on primetime without any running backs. San Francisco can't even play home games. Yeah, you know that?
It was
a couple weeks back when they had to play a Thursday night against the 49ers and they didn't have Aaron Jones or the rest.
The 49ers also had a COVID outbreak when they played them too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
look at the Broncos
and the show had to go on. That's what kind of bothers me, especially it was who started the COVID outbreak. It was just a random coach.
I mean, okay, because, like, okay, the thing that you said about the Ravens, like, not wanting to play, that wasn't it, dude.
That was
a report. Yeah, but the thing is, it can't be that, because if it was that, then that pretty much, like, negates the collective bargaining agreement. And they can just take that shit down and no player gets paid. So that, it was not that.
Interesting.
They were talking about that in the Pat McAfee show today.
Okay, that's what I saw. Okay, I take back what I said.
What it was, the NFL canceled the Ravens practice yesterday morning.
I was aware of this, yes.
Yeah, they canceled it, and they didn't have any flight plans to Pittsburgh, so, like, they just weren't preparing for a game.
But the weird part is that all the equipment was still in Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
All the Ravens equipment was in Pittsburgh. They were ready for a game.
What the fuck's going on here?
Right?
It was just a mess.
A fucking shit show. You know, whether it's catering to a team or not, it's a shit show. It's a fucking shit show. And then, like, you can't make a bubble because you just fucking can't.
Well, okay.
There's too many
Stephen
people.
Stephen A. Smith said, like, on the show, like, made a lot of fucking sense. Go ahead. He just said, bro, just fucking pause the season now for 2 weeks. and then just like get all your fucking ducks in a row, prepare, like what the fuck can you prepare, and just tell the teams like for the rest of the season, like create a bubble in your own city pretty much. Mm-hmm. Just the players, they can do it for 6 weeks, especially yeah. the ones that aren't making the playoffs. You want to do it for like 5 weeks. Get a bubble just so you just so this shit doesn't happen. And like the thing with the difference between the two situations, the Broncos and the Ravens, is the Broncos only one guy tested positive, and then they had evidence of the other ones breaking the protocol. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens, it wasn't that. It was just the whole team just had a fucking COVID outbreak, and they kept on having guys, because they put somebody on COVID yesterday. So I think the protocol is that you can't have anybody test positive the day of and the day before.
I know it was a whole mess, and this was kind of a similar mess that the Steelers also experienced with the Titans.
With the Titans, yeah. Exactly. A bunch of guys. And that was the first one, so that one was even poorly handled.
Exactly. And like, you see from like a Steelers fan's perspective where they're just like, oh, the league hates us, right? I just think we're both in shitty situations, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when you like tend to reason it out, we were put in two shitty situations. If this happened to another team, then like sucks. You wouldn't see it like that. But coincidentally, the both times where it's like the outbreaks have been so bad, it happened against the Steelers.
That's just it. And that's why like I don't like. And the truth is, I think this actually benefits the Steelers in a way, because you guys got a lot of fucking time off. You guys got.
I guess it's
pretty much a bye week. I understand like the next game you're gonna be rushed, but. Now you're going against a half Ravens team, the truth is, now. So you're going to win, and you're probably going to win this game anyways. And then you're going to go against the Washington football
team. Did you know, fun fact, if we win this game, we clinch the division?
They clinch the division.
There we go, boys.
Let's go, boys.
They're going to finish 15-1, baby.
Shut your mouth, the Chiefs are.
If you win next week, then you just clinch the fucking NFC East, too. Then you know what I mean?
Fuck it. Just clinch everything.
You clinch the football season.
The NFC East, that's just pathetic.
But what Stephen Smith said, the two-week break, if they can't control the COVID thing, mostly in my head, at that point, if they do a 2 week break and do a bubble, should they just do a bubble by division? Like NFC West gets a bubble, NFC East gets a bubble.
No, what I've heard is doing like a semi bubble where it's like, it's just like just keeping everyone in one hotel, right? Yeah. Like making sure nobody fucking leaves, because that's what happens. Is somebody's out there being a fucking bozo?
And let's be fucking honest, bro. Like the guy that got cut by the Seahawks in the beginning of the season, bro. You're on the football team now. You're gonna get some pussy. You're gonna fucking go do it. What the fuck? Why not? You're going to fucking leave your house to go get some pussy. Let's be honest. That's fucking probably how some of these guys got it.
Probably.
Maybe.
And the fucking guy was willing to do it in training camp. You don't think he's willing to do it now? Like, come on.
Yeah, so I was thinking about like a bubble like for a division. So that way it's like...
I mean, like the way Jerry's doing it, you could do it like in a hotel or just like just fucking totally be very strict with these guys and tell them that they have to fucking stay home and shit like that.
I think it's easier to do it. Well, it's easier on an organizational standpoint for you to be like... At a hotel is every coach, player, personnel that needs to be on this fucking team, and then make it close to like a practice field or something like that, and they just go back and forth, and that's how they live their lives, right? And it's like whatever. I mean, the NBA had to suffer. It was made easier because they all went to one city, and they all did it in one central area. You know, it was convenient at a place like Disney, but there's too many people in an NFL team. There's way too many people. There are hundreds of people that have dealing with one organization.
Yeah.
So it is too many people to segregate. You can maybe do what kind of like what the MLB did, where it's like towards the playoffs. Like no, but towards the end of the playoffs, like
the World Series.
The World Series and like you know every conference like final whatever. That's when you would isolate people in different cities. You can maybe do that with the NFL, and that's something that Goodell should consider.
That's why the fucking
we need Adam Silver.
We need Adam Silver.
We need Adam Silver.
We need Chris Paul, dude. That was the one who put the bubble together,
dude. Fucking Chris Paul. Chris Paul is also the one who had the idea for the play, the All Star game with the 24 point thing. How they had to reach a certain point. Do you remember the All Star game?
I think I remember what you're talking about.
It was Chris Paul's idea. He went to Silver and said that
he's the GOAT, dude. What can I say?
Chris Paul's the GOAT.
Either way, this shit's a mess, and we understand. Like it's a tough situation to be in.
It pisses me off more as a Steelers fan. Because I missed the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, no, that does suck. The Thanksgiving game does suck.
That was the one. That was the biggest.
That was the only game I was going to watch.
The fucking bozo game, the bozo move by the NFL. Just fucking move the games later.
Flex games.
Like, don't flex. Like, I understand. Don't flex the game on Sunday because the team's not preparing for Thursday. You
understand? No. That's what
Cowboys,
I meant by flexing.
8:30.
At night.
That shit fucking triggered me, dude.
You know what it was by, like, what was it? Like, 6 p.m.? Like, that's it. We're done.
We were done
with Thanksgiving.
And
I took a nap. I took a nap.
And like both of those games were pretty bad.
We're garbage.
I only watched.
Everyone was gonna watch the Steelers game.
Yeah,
you know what was the worst thing? I don't know if you knew this, but the state of Pennsylvania actually restricted people from going to any sporting event after December 1st. So everybody that was going to go to that Ravens game can't go anymore.
That was going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the last one.
Crazy.
And then.
Well, that's why San Francisco's playing in Arizona for the rest of the season. Because the Santa Clara like County or whatever the fuck told them like they can't fucking have their games there anymore.
No, but well, with the state of Pennsylvania, kind of like it was a weird ruling where it's like they decided we're gonna let 2,000 people into the stadium, and then the Steelers organization made a decision where it was like we're only gonna let friends and family of the players be those 2,000 people, which is valid. But it sucks because it's like dude, it's funny because I was actually this close to flying out there and seeing that game.
To what?
The Steelers-Ravens game.
Interesting.
And, dude, I would have been furious at this point.
You've been on the podcast. This fucking league.
I would have been furious. Dude, tomorrow, actually, me and Nick are going to go to the gym after the game.
I don't want to.
That's going to determine my pump.
Crazy. I don't want to.
That's going to determine my pump.
I don't care.
Like, I want to go to the gym, but
I don't care.
RG3s, dude.
But not that late.
I don't care.
It's called right. Earlier.
We got to move on. Colts versus Titans.
That was I didn't watch that game, but was it really that much of a mollywhopping?
It was just destruction. You heard his fucking game, dude. 178 yards.
I did say that.
They had a bunch of people out. I know the Colts punter actually is having. Oh. He's having surgery for a cancerous tumor that they found.
Oh fuck!
They actually they completed the surgery. Actually, I just read it right now.
Oh fuck! He's the goat. I felt bad. Hope he made through it.
Yeah.
All right. Also, they're missing DeForest Buckner.
That is. Oh yeah, he was on. That's right. Yeah, he was on right. COVID.
So that's a big loss for them.
That was horrible.
So they just fucking shredded them. Do you think the Titans are going to end up winning the AFC South?
I really think it's a toss up. I really think any of them can do it.
I think it's going to be the Titans.
I really think any of them.
I think it's going to be the Texans. No,
I think the Titans.
I'm going with the Jaguars, bro. Honestly,
honestly, dude, I'm going with my team.
I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like again we're just kind of seeing another thing of like inconsistency. So it's like,
dude, this has been a weird ass NFL.
Even though my Steelers are 10-0, this is the weirdest part.
That's the anomaly.
It's been a very weird season.
So like inconsistent, like multiple. Like you tell me, like one team, okay, whatever,
dude. Like, and like we're mostly gonna talk about this later. But like, and I'm gonna talk about it in my top 10. Like I was talking to my dad this earlier today. I was like, there's no clear NFC favorite.
I think. Like, if you're going to say an NFC favorite, it's the Saints, right? But there's only been, like, there's been the top three teams. But
are they, though?
There's the top three teams, right?
I'm saying the quarterback situation. You think Taysom was going to win a Super Bowl?
No. This guy has...
I mean, Drew Brees might come back.
In two games, he has 150-something passing yards.
I mean, also, they fucking weren't playing... They didn't want to destroy the Broncos. Come on.
But they wanted to...
It was 31-3!
They didn't want to break the asshole. They wanted to just, like, keep it...
Fucking... But there's, like, a top three teams in the NFL this year. Every other team has been super inconsistent.
What would be the third one?
The Saints.
Okay. I didn't know if he had a different answer.
They just have, like, eight wins.
I know, but he was like, who's the third one? Like,
they have nine wins, actually.
Dog, pay attention.
They have nine wins.
Nine wins. Yeah, I fucking lost track of
that. I didn't know if he had a different answer. That's why I asked.
It's like every other team. Like, the Bucks. We don't fucking know what type of
we don't fucking know. Dude. This division? I genuinely do not know.
If you look on paper, like we always say on paper, the Bucks shouldn't be this bad.
But they're not. The thing is, you can't even call them bad. It's like week in, like 1 week, they're fucking like Super Bowl champions.
Think about this.
But they lost twice in a row.
No.
Now they lost twice in a row.
Listen to this. Yeah,
they did.
But is it three?
The Rams and the fucking... Oh, shit. Is it three?
I think it's Saints, Rams, and then...
No, they played the Panthers.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hear me out. Listen to this shit right here, right? So it's like, it's crazy to me that like, the Broncos-Saints game was 31-3, right? Mm-hmm. And that was with a team with no quarterback, you know, some mid receivers. It was not a good situation for that team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady, Antonio Brown... Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Fournette, Ronald Rojo. Jones put up the Gronk. Same amount of points.
And the Gronk. Broncos points were in garbage time. They were like still in the game at that point.
Think about that.
That's so bad.
That's how inconsistent this team. And I really do believe it's COVID. I really do believe that is like, because it typically is like people going in and out of the fucking COVID list and stuff like that. And it's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying.
Well, like since we're talking about the Buccaneers anyways, the Chiefs versus Buccaneers game.
This guy's crazy, bro.
The load.
Dude, smooth.
It's smooth. The load, like the fucking inconsistency there. Like, do you blame it more on Brady or Bruce Arians?
Brady.
Brady. You know, no. I take that back. I actually slightly, it's a very slight, but I slightly, like, it was like a 51-49, right, is on Bruce Arians because it is very difficult to play under Bruce Arians. And I just don't think, I think Tom Brady's just accustomed to one Tampa system. Bray. Tampa Bay. No, I really do believe Tom Brady is so tailored to one system that he cannot snap out
of
it.
He's only been in one system his entire fucking career.
But some people just tend to adapt to their situations.
No, but like I'm just saying, like he's only been in one system.
But he is so tailored to that to an extent that he cannot see any other way.
Yeah.
Well, I heard someone say that like in the Josh McDaniels system, like you have a lot of check downs and stuff like that. So like when you don't see what you want, you can just check down to a running back or something like that. And apparently Bruce Arians plays don't fucking have that shit. So that really fucks up Tom Brady. And he forces a lot of things he doesn't have to.
We might see a better Bucks team next year. Because that's the whole thing. It always takes a year to adapt to Bruce Arians.
But if system. If you had to choose at the end of the year, do you choose Bruce Arians or do you choose Tom Brady?
To blame?
No. Like
to keep?
To keep. You have to keep one.
You have to keep one? Bruce Arians.
Yeah, because Brady got one more year.
You got to think about your organization first.
Brady's giving you one more year.
You got to think about an offensive mind. That is an offensive. That probably could be an offensive team.
Think about the situation. Legitimately. Though. The Toronto Raptors traded away their best player in franchise history at the time for a championship. Right?
Yeah.
Do the Bucks you fire Bruce Arians, you bring in Josh McDaniels to be your head coach. They like just fucking going all in to win a Super Bowl next year. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Yes.
You would think so?
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, you can just sign Jameis Winston again. I'm joking. But you can fucking just you give him a chance to win a Super Bowl next year. You just go all in. Either way, he's a young head coach. You have a chance at having something there. I'm not saying I blame Bruce Arians for it, but obviously he's the easiest one to blame. Let's be honest.
Is he really though?
He is the easiest one. He is.
Tom Brady did not have a good game against the Rams last week, and then most of this blame was just Patrick Mahomes being that guy. So
it's hard. 200 yards in the first quarter. Also his defense isn't doing great.
It's hard to pin, right? But the Rams game and the Saints game, that was all Brady, bro.
Yeah,
that was all Brady.
It's they're not really like Mike Evans barely fucking gets targets in the system. Also could be because of Brady because he fucking just didn't like.
It probably is because of Brady.
It's
that's
tough.
Why
it's
that's
tough.
Why I'm telling you, if you had to keep one, you probably keep Bruce Arians.
Like I understand, that's the way I thought originally. I keep Bruce Arians because you only have one more year of Brady or whatever the fuck, right? But if Josh McDaniels like actually wants to come to you and fucking coach Brady, he's coached Brady before, he's coached Gronk, he's coached AB before. Go on in a Super Bowl next year. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Do you think if Brady keeps playing this badly and people keep talking shit about him, all these sports?
I think if he keeps going like this,
he just retires for this year.
It depends on how bad the season ends.
It depends how the season ends.
The playoffs.
I wouldn't.
If they don't make the playoffs, I think there's a chance.
I wouldn't be surprised if. What's the record in them?
They're 6-4.
They're not 6-4.
No, they have 7. They have 7 wins.
They're 7-5.
Fuck! I hate this stupid, autocorrect.
They're 7-5.
They are 7-5, yeah.
What's the remaining schedule?
They have
the Falcons twice.
They went through the worst game they could have possibly gone through.
Yeah, the Chiefs. The Chiefs, and they've already played the Saints twice.
They have the Vikings, the Falcons, the Lions.
So they're most
How
are they 7-5?
Vikings, Falcons, Lions, Falcons.
Yeah, they play the Falcons twice. But the Falcons aren't dead in the water. The Falcons are coming alive with a molly whopping of the fucking Raiders this weekend.
Before we talk about that, the thing is, okay, whatever. Let's say that team, it's more likely that team ends 11-5 than 7-9. I think these are four very, very winnable games.
Yeah, if they lose out, I think it retires. Most likely they're not, and they're going to make the playoffs.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the problem I'm seeing... It was what I was going to allude to before Nick finished the sentence is like this team might just really hurt his legacy.
It could be like Jordan.
Like no one thinks about the Wizards.
Yeah, which I think is fucking stupid because LeBron didn't make the playoffs.
Which I think that's something you should consider in Jordan's legacy. Yeah. All these old heads are just being biased.
Bro, when he was in his prime, he never lost.
He never lost in the prime. He was 6-6.
The thing with Tom Brady has lost in the Super Bowl. He has lost in the biggest stage. So he's
3 times.
He's different in that aspect, at least. I think I don't think anything takes away from your legacy. You get me? Like he's still the greatest of all time, no matter what. No matter what, he's still 40 years old here.
Yeah.
He's out of his prime. He fucking came here, and he fucking... This is the most exciting Tampa Bay has been since Warren Sapp played in the NFL.
Since fucking...
Oh, fucking love Warren Sapp.
Who knows how long
Gruden it has coached been. This team.
So, yeah, pretty much. Like, he's literally the only person that's brought excitement to the Bucs in forever.
In 17 years.
So they won in 03? It's not even like Jordan, where Jordan didn't even take the Wizards to the playoffs. It's like... At least he's fucking... He has them in the playoff run, at least.
I'm not knocking this team, and I'm not saying. I'm just saying it could.
It like, sounds like you. No, I'm joking.
It sounds like you talk shit, buddy.
All I'm saying is
you are the resident Bucks fan.
I was a Bucks fan with Jameis Winston. I still root for the Bucks, but it's like it's hard to, right? Because if this team was just a powerhouse, if this was a 13-3 team, I'd be the biggest Bucks fan in this room.
Your bandwagon. What do you want me to say?
What do you mean?
Honestly, dude.
Yeah, I was a bandwagon rooting for Jameis Winston, rooting for crab legs himself. But I don't know. It's a weird team. But again, alluded back to your question, if I had to get rid of someone, it'd probably be Brady, right? This loss is more to blame. Tom Brady didn't have a bad game. It was a shootout. So if you want to blame this loss on someone, you blame it on Bruce, right? But the problem is, it's like in the overall aspect of how this team has been playing, you most likely blame it on Tom Brady.
Because like the truth is, like, what has Bruce Arians proven as a head coach? Like. He's only. I think he went to one NFC championship
in Tampa or no, in general.
In general, he's only went to one, like one. I think he went to one NFC championship with Arizona.
I think with Arizona, yeah.
He went to one. Right. Mm-hmm. Last year he didn't have a good year either.
They also so won. They like, won like 7-9 last year.
They won like 7-9, which is better than what they had done before. But still, like, so it's not like you're getting rid of like a Bill Belichick or anything like that.
No, I get that, but it's like.
He's that's not, why I'm thinking like
he's not the worst coach out there.
I no, mean. I don't think he's a bad coach at all.
He's not like I'm trying to think of a coach that's like expendable, but like Nagy for instance, right? Like Nagy's an issue, but like I don't know if he's the overarching problem of the team.
No, like he is an issue. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, like the GM should also fucking.
That's how I see Bruce Arians.
Whoever was in the draft room and said, "I want Mitchell Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes."
I don't blame that.
I don't blame that on Trubisky. It's not Trubisky's fault. It's the fucking whoever was in that draft room. No. I don't care what anyone says. How do you draft them over the fucking college champion, the college football champion, and Deshaun Watson?
And Deshaun Watson.
And fucking someone who just had like.
I blame them for him. I blame them for taking him over Deshaun Watson, but not over Mahomes.
I understand that, but it's like you can still look at Mahomes and say that he had a lot of fucking arm talent at least. So you can make the argument that he was the most talented quarterback in that draft. Even though Deshaun Watson won and everything like that, he had a lot of talent. He had a fucking the biggest arm, whatever. You can say that.
I get that, but like I was telling Nick in the car, I'm like, no one could have predicted.
Yeah, no one. I mean, I'm not saying you thought that he was going to be this.
Yeah, except for Andy Reid.
I actually saw Tyreek Hill today said that he thought he was going to be garbage.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I'm not going to lie. Thought it was trash.
right? But, like, even like you said, over Deshaun Watson's fucking, like, unexcusable.
That I think is unexcusable. Because if you think about the Chiefs system, and I know I'm getting off topic, but it's like, you know, fucking, who was the dude? Holy shit, who was the quarterback?
Was it Alex Smith?
Alex Smith, yeah. Alex Smith had a fucking career, like, had a career season, right? You know what I mean? Before that. Doing wonders. And they just fucking pulled this shit. Fucking took him to, like, what, like, the AFC, like, like the divisional.
No, I mean, they would just make the playoffs every year. Yeah, they would just make the playoffs every year. And I think they only won like one game with him. So there was a
season. They did win. It was the season before.
Yeah.
When they went to the AFC divisional and then they lost the Steelers. Right. But it's like, and then it's like, wow, like you're getting rid of your quarterback, whatever. And then it worked out. It's kind of like, it worked out like it worked wonders. Obviously, won you a Super Bowl. But like, one could have seen that.
That was a ballsy play. That was a ballsy play. Because everyone was like, bro, like, what are you guys doing?
That was a very ballsy play.
And. They fucking did it.
And it worked. Paid off. And it worked. And it worked wonders. But it's like the fact that the Bears draft jumped so high. The Bears, you know, the Bears wanted to jump to one, but the Browns wouldn't budge. Did you know that?
I think you've told me that. It's fucking like thank God, bro. That would have been the biggest bozo.
That would have been hilarious, ever. Bro.
Ever.
Mitch Trubisky at one.
Number one pick, Mitchell Trubisky.
Quarterback.
And like I say this, like I feel bad for him because it's not his fault, right? He probably should have been drafted in like the third round or something like that. No, I don't even think they had him going in the first round. That's why I'm like, I don't see it as a problem.
He was like the top five draft prospect or something like that.
Draft prospect or quarterback prospect? It's a big difference.
Yeah. One of the two. Maybe quarterback.
Either way, we got to talk about a quarterback that's struggling. Carson Wentz.
This guy.
Five for five.
This is the topic that hurts me the most.
He's a bust.
You can shut the fuck
garbage.
Up.
Garbage.
I am shutting up. I'm shutting up. I'm not saying anything
else. Eagles Trash versus can. Seahawks.
Trash can.
The Eagles offense struggled yet again. They didn't have a first down until like the second quarter. That shit was fucking terrible. Doug Peterson put Jalen Hurts in for two plays.
What the fuck was that? I was at Target.
And pulled them out of the game.
What was the point of that?
I don't fucking know. That's what we're fucking here. Like, that's what we're talking about. Who do you blame for the Eagles' struggles this season?
The Eagles. Doug.
Bro, dude, it's like...
I blame Doug.
Like, okay, I understand. Like, I'm a Carson Wentz. Like, I fucking suck his dick and shit like that because I fucking...
You're a Carson Wentz fan.
I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan. This is why I hate the Eagles. Because I know they're going to end there up trading go. Him.
Because but is that a bad thing?
No, because he's going to go to the Colts and I'm going to be so happy. I've never rooted for the Colts in my life. And I'm going to root for them when they trade for Carson Wentz.
Listen to this. That's a valid argument.
Bro, no, dude. I like that.
Yeah. Bro, dude, if like his trade value is only going down by the day.
I like that. And then there's another trade.
For a fifth and a seventh, and then boom, Colts Super Bowl.
It's a Ryan Tannehill situation.
There's another trade that me and him talked about that we saw on TikTok that I like. It's Matthew Stafford going to Washington.
That's a banger, bro.
Dude, well, did you see what he said? Did you see what Stafford said?
I'm out of here.
They asked him about his future with the Lions, and he said, "We'll talk about that at the end of the season." Like, I'm here right now. We'll talk about that at the end of the season.
Dude, get him out of there. Let's go. Get him out of there. All right,
but going back to Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson's a fucking bozo.
Doug Peterson.
Again, you didn't have a first down until the second quarter, right? His receivers are dropping balls. Okay, the GM also has to go in this situation. The GM cannot scout wide receivers for his fucking
life.
Does
the GM go first?
The thing is, he put together a really good team. They put together that Super Bowl team, and I think Doug Peterson was hiding under Frank Reich, and that's why I wanted to go to the Colts. So I think Frank Reich was the actual mastermind behind the Super Bowl.
Frank Reich's a gangster. Frank Reich's been doing wonders with the Colts.
He has.
There's not a day that goes by in this earth that I don't think about Andrew Luck. There's not a day. I tell him almost like straight up like twice a week.
On the way over here, like, I miss Andrew Luck.
Twice a week I talk about fucking Andrew Luck. Because if Andrew Luck was there right now, that team would be a Super Bowl contender.
Last year they would have been Super Bowl contender. That's what they were preparing for.
They would have been.
That was the perfect team.
He was like, no.
And he just said, I'm sad.
It sucks, bro. Like I feel so bad.
It breaks my heart.
Have you seen the commercial with the guy fishing, the State Farm commercial, the fish? He's like, oh, you almost had it. That's what he did with the fucking Colts fans. It's like Super Bowl, almost had it.
It breaks my heart.
They had the defense.
Wait, the offensive line, was it the greatest in the league?
I mean, that's one of the best. No, honestly, it actually is.
I think it actually is the best in the league.
Now they did that trade for DeForest Buckner. This year they definitely I understand Philip Rivers playing pretty good, right? But with Andrew fucking Luck there, dude. Oh my god, they would have been 10-0. Fuck you guys. No,
fuck you, little bitches.
No, but seriously though,
I'm glad Andrew Luck retired for one reason, because when I went to go see the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Indianapolis Colts, they would have probably lost.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you guys almost lost
Mason. Jacoby Brissett.
No, but then Jacoby Brissett went down.
Yeah, it was a third string quarterback.
And then we had Mason Rudolph, baby. Dude. Hey, it was a great time. Great time. But it's like Doug Peterson, man, pisses me off, bro.
He ran the ball 6 times.
Doug Peterson.
Doug,
fuck it, I'm locking up.
Fuck it, I'm going in.
Your quarterback's struggling. Take some pressure off of him by running the ball. Like even the Browns have figured this out. If Baker Mayfield is struggling, you run your offense through the running game.
Through Chunt.
Through that mastermind. Miles Sanders has never had 20 carries in a game. And he averages, I'm pretty sure, over 5 yards per carry. Or at least over four. I know Boston Scott's over 5. It's inexplicable. And then you put in Jalen Hurts for 2 plays and take him out.
It's like, all right, he did good. All right, let's go. Go home.
If you're going to bench him, just fucking do it. Don't fucking, like, do this whole in-between game and shit like that. And, like, a lot of the problems with Carson Wentz, I was actually watching a video on this today. Yeah, his mechanics are sloppy. That comes down to coaching. I'm of the mindset, you don't just forget how to play football. He came back, he had that year where he was an MVP candidate, mm-hmm. right? That Frank Reich was there. Frank Reich leaves, whatever. He comes back the next year. The next year, he was still hurt, but they rushed him back because Nick Foles started off really bad. Yeah, I think they started off. I think they were winning games, but he was doing really bad. They rushed him back from injury. He went 5-6, but he threw 21 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. So not a bad season, right? Then the next season, he comes back, and he fucking single-handedly takes the team to the playoffs.
This was last year?
Yeah. This was last year. Fucking single-handedly took the team to the playoffs. He gets still hurt. Only threw 7 interceptions. Yeah, he got hurt in the playoffs. Yeah. Fuck you, all right?
No, I know. I was just saying because I saw the Amazon
when he got,
series.
When he got bodied by Jadeveon Clowney.
Where he took his fucking soul.
I was in this house when I saw that.
I think he needs to lose the tag of injury-prone. Because it's fucking bullshit. He's been sacked the most times in the league this year. And yeah, a lot of them are his fault, but...
He's been sacked the most, leads the league in interceptions, and something else.
Yeah, it's garbage most plays. Off-target incompletions, actually.
There you go.
So yeah, he's been sloppy. I'm not saying that he's played fucking great either. But like, dog, you got to do something.
Could you imagine if last season, because you know, in that Seahawks game where he got hurt, Josh McCown came in, and he almost won the game.
Almost won the fight.
Could you imagine if another backup quarterback took him to the Super Bowl?
That would
have
been crazy.
Oh, dude. My God.
Carson was with there. Oh, my God. You're fine. His boy wanted to kill himself
because I did the Eddish way.
No, dude, but Carson Wentz never would have been able to live that one down.
Oh no, he never played the NFL again.
He was the one who literally like took him to the playoffs at least, right? That season.
But and Nick Foles won it.
Nick Foles had the Super Bowl, like the one good Super Bowl game, and they built a statue of him.
And they had like a fucking wall in the locker room for him.
Do you know how much that fucking sucks, dude, to be the starting quarterback and they have a statue
and
of your backup?
And that guy is not on the team anymore.
Struggling on the Bears now.
Bro, dude.
Dude, I hate it.
I hate the Eagles. They need to fire. They just need to trade away Carson Wentz, please. Please.
Break it down. Start again. Let's just start again.
Because the thing is, like, yeah, they had that good roster that Super Bowl year. The roster only got worse because they kept the same players and they kept on getting older. Alshon Jeffrey is like 79 and he fucking can't catch because he's super slow. The fuck is he supposed to do with that? Jalen Reagor. We talk about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside being a bad pick, dude. Jalen Reagor. Fucking. I'm not saying he's a bust.
It's too early. I'm trying to think of like who else could have ended up on that.
Justin Jefferson was the pick right after Jalen Reagor. And they didn't.
Justin Jefferson could have been there. T. Higgins could have been there. Claypool could have been there.
You guys wanted CeeDee Lamb, but like how I said, fuck you.
CeeDee Lamb would have been great.
Yeah.
I wanted Amari Cooper.
CeeDee's nuts.
I wanted Amari Cooper.
Cooper in Pittsburgh.
What?
I want Amari Cooper in Pittsburgh. We kind of all achieve what we can.
Can't achieve what we want. I want Juju in Miami, dude. But that one's going to come true.
Shut up.
All right. Either way, dude.
He's getting a contract this season. I don't care.
He's not.
You're Jerry.
Uh huh.
What are your top tens?
Yeah, it's time. I'm done ranting about Carson Wentz.
Go ahead. That's fine. I'm gonna just skim through them. It's nothing too big. At 10.5 Vegas, they got blown out, but
you didn't put the Eagles.
Should have. I think it was just a fluke. It was like one of those
I'm not gonna lie, dude. That shit was a fucking
rough.
Like I know it's a whooping, rough watch.
It was a spanking.
I know, but it's like... This is a Raiders-friendly podcast. And then I got Tampa Bay. Same reason. They actually put up a fight. They could have won that game. It's potential.
No. That game on
paid.
27-24, it was a close game, but it wasn't a close game.
Tyreek put 200 yards in the first quarter. Not like a half. The quarter.
Like
I mean, it was the Chiefs game to win. But then it started to escalate.
The Chiefs just
because they're like, "Fuck it, let's go home."
Yeah,
I mean,
Chiefs checked out.
They had me playing quarterback.
All right, continue.
8.5 Miami, greatest team in the world.
Let's fucking go.
It's a little too high.
Super Bowl baby.
I almost put him at 10, but then I realized the other two teams had lost. So, 7.5 Buffalo.
Who they play this week?
The Chargers.
Oh, that's right. I forgot just because Anthony was such a bozo.
6, I have the Seahawks because, you know, he's not Megatron.
You know, how I said that there's like a for sure top 3 teams and like everyone under that. The Seahawks, their defense is fixed. They might be number 4.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 3. I'm like, you fucking
like maybe
take it
not
back.
Now. Like, no, because like now I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So maybe not this week, but their defense, banger. Jamal Adams back, Carlos Dunlap.
Carlos Dunlap, great trade.
Yeah.
Great trade.
Worked out for them.
I was like, bro, you're going to trade for a Bengals player? Yeah. But I'm like.
No, when I saw him, like, isn't he kind of old? And
I'm like, look at him go.
You guys just don't realize. The Bengals are so good, their backups are good players. Because Carlos Dunlap wasn't playing in Cincinnati. That's why he wanted to leave.
Are you fucking funny? He had his own parking spot and everything. Yeah. You ever see the video of him like taking it down? He's like, he just grabs the 5 out of Tennessee.
I thought that was gonna be your number four. Who's number
four? Interchangeable.
Fourth Packers.
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, actually, no, you know, that's a fine number four. The thing with them is I think their defense is bad. But so is the Titans defense. So that's Titans why defense. That's why maybe the Seahawks should be four.
That's what? Why okay, I would probably put the Tennessee at four because you when you compare them to Green Bay, two under average
defenses.
Tennessee has a better offense. We're gonna move on.
It's debatable because this.
It is debatable. It is debatable.
They fucking kicked the shit out of the Bears. They sweet chin music them. You can say whatever the fuck they want, dude. Aaron Rodgers, dude, fucking wrecked Khalil Mack, dude. I don't know what the fuck's going on there, dude. They have to call him daddy now. They have to call him daddy. Yeah, they have to call him daddy. Bears defense has to call him daddy. All right.
Three have New Orleans. They won.
Understandable.
And then I have the Chiefs and Pittsburgh. I don't care. All right, let's keep going.
Makes sense.
Did the Pittsburgh play this week? I don't think so. The Chiefs should be one.
Still undefeated.
The Chiefs should be one.
Still undefeated. All right, let's keep going.
All right. For week 13 games, we start with a banger, dude. Cleveland at Tennessee. Or there's actually no Thursday night games. It's actually Sunday, dude. There's no Thursday night this game, bro. We only have Wednesday night. All right. On Sunday, we start off with Cleveland at Tennessee. This is actually a debate.
Yeah. The Cleveland should need to win. I almost put the Cleveland in the top 10. The only reason I didn't, because I saw this on Twitter today and it made me laugh. Where it's like, They're probably the only 8-3 team ever that isn't intimidating anyone.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know they were 8-3.
Think about that.
I didn't know they were 8-3.
I knew they were 8-3 because it's like the first time they haven't had a losing season. Who knows how long?
Think about that, right? If you hear any of the other teams and you're like 8-3, wow.
Like,
right?
When you see like 8-3, oh, this could be a close game. It's like easy sweep.
Like a couple weeks you're talking about, like the Dolphins, like it wouldn't completely surprise if they made a Super Bowl run. Cleveland is like, bro.
Get that shit out of here. Dog. Right, exactly. So that's why I have Tennessee.
I
agree. Derek Even though Henry. Miles Garrett's coming back this week.
I don't care.
So
defensive player of the year?
Well, defensive player of the year, didn't.
Shut your mouth.
You can say whatever you want. Defensive player of the year.
TJ Swat, baby.
All right, Las Vegas at Jets.
Las Vegas has Jets.
I think the Jets have a bounce back game this week.
With that being said, the Vegas are going to win.
I really want to know who's going to break the streak first. They lose a game, the Jets win a game.
I mean,
it would most likely be the Steelers winning a game, losing a game. Which isn't going to happen, but it most likely would be.
Could you imagine the Jets beat the Steelers?
It happened last year, fun fact.
But like, it wasn't like a good year.
It wasn't a good year.
Well, actually, like...
Okay. We still should have won that game. That doesn't fucking matter.
I'll try to help you out.
All right. So, I'm assuming we're all going Jets here, dude.
Let's all going Jets. Let's move
Jets,
on.
Jets, right. Jets.
Jacksonville and Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Dude, I mean, Jacksonville's just such a threat right now. Obviously. They almost beat the Browns. The most intimidating team in the NFL.
Dude, man. Bro, I started the Browns defense, bro. I was like, they're going to murder them.
Yeah, it's because they started Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon, dude. He fucking
Oh, my God. Hot, dude, I had to go see Luton, bro. God damn it.
Right. Either way, I know we're all taking Jacksonville. I don't know 100%. That one, dude.
Florida.
Right. Cincinnati and Miami.
Miami.
Joe I'm Burrow so Dolphins. Mad. I could have seen Joe Burrow.
No, you couldn't. He's injured.
We're going to go to Baptist Hospital.
Yeah, you're just fucking recruiting. You're just going to heal him.
The Baptist Hospital Stadium, dude.
I could have seen him.
All right, we're all going Miami with this one, obviously. Yeah. Easy. Indianapolis at Houston.
Colts. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, like when I wrote this, I was like, damn, you know the Texans? This might be a good game. Deshaun Watson hasn't turned the ball over since week 5.
I like that.
He hasn't won a game since week 5.
No, he hasn't, bro. They've actually won a bunch.
I know.
That's why.
Yeah, no, they won Thursday. They won Thursday.
But, like, the Texans were coming
on. He had no business to throw 2 touchdowns to Will Fuller. Fuck that guy on drugs.
No Will Fuller. No. I know they lost somebody else, dude. That's just gone.
They released Kenny Stills.
That was Kenny Stills. There we go.
Shit. That's just fucking done. Yeah. Just fucking done. So it's all Colts. Detroit or Chicago?
I don't know.
This might be the worst game of the week. Well, actually, I think it's going to be Detroit.
Yeah, that's without what I'm saying. Patricia, I don't know.
They're free.
They can win a game now.
They just feel they're liberated. Free.
They call back Megatron. Like, he's gone. It's like, what?
they just get Darius Slay back.
Whoa, that's the fucking rumor. The Megatron curse. Like you know, Andrew Luck retired. He had guaranteed money on his contract. Or not guaranteed. I don't know what it was. It was a signing bonus. right? And then the Colts let him keep the signing bonus. For Calvin Johnson, when he retired, the Lions made him pay back the signing bonus. So all the fans want them to pay back Magic Megatron because he like hates the Lions now. He doesn't associate with the Lions.
That's so sad.
It's crazy. Fuck the Lions. That's the Megatron curse. So will they get a win? No, I'm joking. But Detroit, I think this week.
Detroit.
Even though Maserati Mitch is back in the starting lineup, we love to see it.
You know what? We're taking the Bears.
He beat them. He beat them in week one.
It's a fucking savage.
But people Detroit. Don't understand, dude. He doesn't start playing until the fourth quarter because he's just that much better than everybody.
Because for him,
he gives teams a chance.
The season doesn't start until like Christmas, so like he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he just knows he's gonna be in the playoff race. Yeah, it's just that good. Either way, I was actually watching part of my take. They're talking about this. It's like the Bears have way too many primetime games.
They do.
It's yeah. Like, they had like a shitty season
last
year.
It's a shame.
Why are they always on Sunday Night Football? I don't fucking understand. All right. Now we move on. New Orleans at Atlanta.
New Orleans.
The ATO.
Well, actually, like, okay. Let's play devil advocate here. I'm not saying that Atlanta's going to win, but they got their backs blown out last time they played, right? Then they blow out the fucking Raiders. Do you think they want some revenge from 2 weeks ago?
No.
They're like, we don't care, dude. Like,
you don't
ain't
think
that
so?
Deep.
Because the thing is, they were the first team to play against Taysom Hill. Maybe now that they have some film on Taysom Hill, they like strike back?
No.
No. Not a chance?
They're like, how the fuck do we stop this dude?
All right, Giants at Seattle. Seattle.
Seattle.
There's no Daniel Jones, actually.
No Daniel Jones,
he's probably going to miss some time. Rams at Arizona?
I don't know. Because Arizona, again, another very inconsistent team.
And so are the Rams.
Exactly.
So the Arizona had
no business losing to the Patriots.
And the Rams had no business losing to the 49ers.
But remember when I said that they're going to end up 10-6? I counted for a Buccaneers loss and a 49ers win. So everything just fucking ended up balancing out.
That's fucking crazy.
Everything
this
balanced out.
This guy's fucking genius.
All the picks I thought they were going to win,
he's
they're going to
30-20, bro.
Let's go, dude.
I'm actually...
It's at Arizona.
I'm going to take the Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to take him because I have Kyler. I need Kyler.
I love Midget Murley.
I'm going with the Rams.
Who would have thought?
That's fine.
Jalen Ramsey. Let's go. New England Chargers.
This is going to be a banger. This could be a really good game.
I'm going to enjoy this game. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm going to enjoy the concept
of this
game.
This could be a really good game.
Nah, bro. This is going to be a shitty ass game. Bill Belichick's going to make Justin Herbert struggle. They're probably going to fire Anthony Lynn this week because I think they're going to get blown out. What do you think about Cam Newton?
That's what I was going to allude to. I want New England to win this game because I want Cam to prove that he's not a piece of garbage.
It sucks for him, dude, because I feel like he's kind of like on a lose-lose.
I really think they should just keep him on for one more, I think. Like,
no, I think so, too. That's why I think he's going to lose-lose because it's like if he makes the playoffs, it's like, oh, he has Bill Belichick and he's on the Patriots. They're a good team. If he doesn't win, it's all on him. It's like, oh, bro, Cam Newton was just trash last year. Even though we all know they're fucking running backs.
No, but
Demir is okay.
I think after this season, everyone's starting to realize that the Patriots are just bad overall.
Well, I think Tom Brady made it. I mean, okay.
Like, Tom Brady made them look better.
Yeah.
Tom Brady made them look a little bit better, but also I don't think it was 100% him. The team just got worse.
Yeah. And then COVID, you know, all the defense.
All the defense fucking opted out, but like their receivers, there is none. N'Keal Harry is another fucking huge bust. That was picked before DK Metcalf.
He's going to transfer very well to the NFL.
Breaks my heart, bro. Breaks my fucking heart.
He had that one good game at the game we went to, and that's it.
I saw a touchdown. I don't care.
That's like Dwayne Haskins and Daniel Jones to me. We talk about this shit every podcast. Like,
we do.
And Kill Harry being a huge busted. He's the meme.
He's going to get better. He's going to get better.
He's going to get better.
And I'm going to buy his jersey because he's going to get better fucking better.
On the XFL.
Look, man. Bro, I want Cam to do good so I can buy that number one jersey.
He looks good in this morning.
The Patriots.
Excuse me. Getting ahead of yourself.
The navy blue looks beautiful.
Looks good. He looks good in the Patriots.
I love it.
I like how they switched to their color rush jerseys.
Yeah.
I fuck with them. Yeah. Look more modern.
I need the Dolphins to switch to their throwbacks.
I need that too. All right. Philadelphia at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Philly.
Easy. Green Bay.
Philly. All
right. Denver at Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Denver.
Denver.
Starting quarterback Philip Lindsay's back in the lineup.
Denver.
All right, obviously Kansas City. Washington at Pittsburgh.
Washington.
Pittsburgh doesn't have enough time to
Washington
for the next game.
Washington.
All right.
They're gonna be so fucking tired from the Ravens. They're gonna fucking lose.
Oh my god. Right. Pittsburgh. Buffalo at San Francisco. I got it.
Buffalo.
Oh shit, that's right. We have two Monday night games, dude. And then we have a two Mondays and
we have a
Tuesday game next week. That's why I was looking at the Tuesday. I was like, what the fuck
dude,
was
that? I saw many teams. I'm like, what the fuck do I have here?
Buffalo. I'm going with Buffalo.
Yeah, easy. Buffalo. Dallas at Baltimore.
Dallas.
If they're still on COVID hold them, yeah, Dallas.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't see it being impossible. It's not impossible.
I don't know. Fucking Dallas is just such
if they're still held out on COVID with all those players, I think it's an evenly matched game.
Who do you trust more, RG3 or Andy Dalton?
Zeke.
The redhead.
Bro, this was like 2013, bro. That shit would have been a fire matchup.
That would have been Sunday Night Football.
Like fucking RG prime RG3 that 1 year, dude, versus like Andy Dalton, dude.
When he was on the Washington run.
Dude. Should have been gas. All right. I mean, okay. So, well, we got the NBA schedule, actually. So, we might as well just talk about that, dude. Which game from Christmas are you looking forward to?
Well, can we talk about the Heat jerseys?
All right, dude.
We're going to talk about that while I pull up the fucking...
Because when we saw the jerseys today, I'm like, they're fine.
We saw so many fans.
But then when I searched up the what's it called, the vertical gradient, I'm like, that's so much fucking better.
That looks so much better. And especially like the black looks so much better. Looks so much cleaner. The vertical gradient way better than the horizontal. It's still fine though.
They're still fine.
It's not the nicest.
I'm glad that it's just over. I love the Vice theme. It was worn out too much. Let's get something new. I'm glad. Whatever. You ending it by combining them. Like whatever. Like okay. Like
it's the end of an era.
It is the end of an era. That's what they're called, vice versa.
I like that.
That was a good day. That was a good day.
But the only thing that triggered me about the fucking court, dude.
Oh, I don't like the court.
No, bro.
I do. I think it's fine.
It's like,
of course you do.
This is small shit that bothers me.
I think
the fake Heat fan here likes the court.
Oh my god.
Are you fucking bad?
I think the court, like, so you know, like the cream parts of a court.
Yeah.
I think that all should have been like blue and pink.
No, dude. We saw that right. When C19 made that shit for us on fucking 2K.
Oh my god.
All right, you want to see the shit that triggers
so
me? It's
so bad.
You want to see the shit that triggers me? All right, look.
Let's see. All right.
And the gradient in the middle where it says Miami.
Uh-huh.
Right? You see on the outside how it's pink on this side, blue on that side? Mm-hmm. The blue's on this side, the pink's on that side.
Yeah, it's the contrast.
That shit bothers me.
Oh my god.
Right? On the fucking free throw thing, you know, you see how it's pink to blue? Yeah, right? But on the outside, it's still pink on that, like where it's blue. That shit should just be pink. That one should just be blue.
Dude. Let's talk about real fucking
C19,
news.
He made that court. It did not look fucking good. Bro, it was impossible to shoot in that fucking court. I was so distracted.
Bro, I literally, like, when I saw the court, I was like, bro, what? Like, you looked at this, you thought this shit was good. Because I remember he told us, he's like, bro, the court, fucking awesome.
He's like, I made our jerseys. It's going to be great. I guess Vice theme. I'm like, oh, that's dope. So I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I remember, was it the home jerseys were bad and the away jerseys were like pretty nice?
And they were like the fucking generator ones. I'm like, we should keep these.
I got the schedule pulled up.
All right. Let's start the games.
So for the Christmas ones? For the Christmas ones. So the first game at noon is going to be the Pelicans at the Heat.
That's a banger.
I like that game. I'm the resident Pelicans
Zion
fan here.
Versus Jimmy Butler.
I'm the resident Pelicans fan here, and I enjoy this game.
Yeah, because you're not a fucking Heat fan. You fucking bandwagon.
Oh, my fucking. All right.
He liked the Heat when they were in the finals.
Bro, dude, and continue. Bless you. Bless you. Bro, dude, not on the podcast. Come on.
Sorry.
So, 2:30, we got the Warriors at Bucks. It's going to be an interesting one.
That's going to be a bad game.
I think it's going to be an interesting one.
I forgot about Kelly Oubre.
I think it's still going to be a bad game.
Yeah, it is going to be a bad game. But it's going to be like a small game.
Then at 5 o'clock, we got the Nets at the Celtics.
That's a banger.
I like that game.
And we have a fucking Celtics fan here, dude. Jesus Christ. Give a Celtics jersey.
Oh, you have Kyrie.
Ew. I don't know why. That was like the most. I don't know why you. Like.
It was on sale.
I'm not sure if you're like a Celtics fan. That's what I used to think. You just told me it was on sale. That's why you bought it. But I wasn't sure.
But it is kind of snug.
It's a little snug. So at 8, we got the Mavericks and at Lakers.
That's actually gonna be a pretty good game.
It's gonna be a fine game.
Yeah, it's gonna be like we know who's gonna win.
It should have been Heat versus Lakers. Let's continue.
Then at 10:30 we got the Clippers at Nuggets.
That's the best game. That's
the rematch.
It's the best game.
The rematch.
We just see Serge Ibaka make his debut.
It should be Heat versus Lakers.
It should have been Heat versus Lakers. It makes no sense for it not to be.
Like, welcome back, bitch.
It's too intense for the league.
Yeah, maybe it's too intense for Christmas. It's supposed to be a family-friendly show.
Yeah, bro, that's 3 days after the season starting.
Yeah, because the season starts the 22nd.
22nd.
That's so weird.
That's crazy that in fucking, like, 3 weeks we have the NBA again.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Fucking wild.
They're really pushing it to get back to normal.
Like, that's why I don't want it to get back to normal. I want it to start on Christmas every year. I think that's the way it should be. But I understand why players don't want it that way, because then you get the summers off. But, like, I just think it makes it better for me, at least. Because, like, I honestly don't really start paying attention to basketball until the football season's over.
Yeah.
Because that's when the basketball's getting good anyways, because that's, like, towards the playoffs and stuff like that. Obviously, I pay attention to the Heat. I make sure they're winning. I fucking watch whatever game I can. But, like, if the Dolphins play on Monday night and the Heat play on Monday night.
Dolphins.
Watching the Dolphins. But then again, when will the Dolphins be playing on Monday night?
Never. Not for a while.
Not until next year.
Unless they're the Jets.
Bro, next year we're going to get Sunday night games. I'm so excited.
You think so?
Hopefully.
I think the Steelers are.
Oh, probably.
I need them to. We have one primetime game.
Well, it depends. Well, like, okay, I think they will anyways. But, like, do you think Big Ben's retired this offseason?
If he wins, for sure. The Super Bowl, for sure.
I think that's literally the only exception. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, I think he's done. That's the reason he stuck on. Did you know, fun fact, I actually found this out recently. After that, the 2017 AFC game that, like, the Jaguars won, they always make fun of me for, he actually almost retired.
I know. I know.
And then that's why they drafted Mason Rudolph the next draft.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. No, I think he was going to retire, like after, like, he got hurt, like, last year. But, like,
That's okay. But then, like,
The defense came back and told him, like, oh, we want you to play.
We want you to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
So which, like, it's working out, I mean, very well.
Obviously. He's doing fine.
We're on a Super Bowl pace.
I wouldn't go that far.
15-1.
Shut your mouth. Chiefs are going 15-1.
I ate all your candy.
Fuck. Nah, it was my sister's.
Dude. It's fine, it's fine. Oh, fuck. I owe her candy.
You hate my sister, dude. What are you doing? Either way, dude.
That's it.
That's pretty much all we have for you guys today.
Yeah, it's a short episode.
Check out our socials. We don't have a TikTok, anymore. We're banned.
First TikTok, then YouTube, and then Instagram.
All right. If they silence us off YouTube, you guys will be knowing about this.
We're going to be on Kick. Right?
We're on Kick.
Yeah, follow our LinkedIn.
All right. But honestly, that's all we have for you guys today. Check out our socials. And that's it. Peace.
Peace.
Ciao.